10 years ago, we decided to start this conference. We decided to take a shot, see what we can do. And we had two goals when we did. One was to put on a conference that would appeal to both practitioners, criminal defense attorneys, white-collar defense attorneys, regulatory defense attorneys, but also a conference that would appeal to sophisticated corporate counsel and compliance officials. We didn't know whether that was actually going to work. But from our experience, we knew that there were, in fact, corporate gatekeepers that really did need a little bit more sophistication in terms of the kind of programs they attended, and they needed to drill down deeper than a 45-minute annual survey of regulatory law at some GC forum could give them. And because of what we sensed to be a demand, we decided to give it a shot. And we think blending those two approaches for two audiences worked pretty well. And has for 10 years. Our other goal, and it was just as important, we wanted to put on a program with a broad national scope. We didn't want it to be particularly parochial, limited to a particular jurisdiction, and we wanted to deal with particularly complex topics and issues. We wanted to have experts, not just from this area, but from around the country. And because of the really incredible work our planning committee has done over the course of these years, we've been able to feature such people as the Deputy Attorney General. We've had the head of SEC enforcement. We've had the head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. We've had numerous United States attorneys, countless United States attorneys over 10 years. And a good example of our goals and our actions would be this morning. We were about to hear from the chief principal deputy of the Department of Justice's Fraud Division, Lorinda Laya, who's going to talk to us as soon as I shut up. But that's the kind of a quality speaker that we've had the opportunity and we've been able to bring to you for 10 years. And the reviews that this conference has gotten from you, the attendees, have sort of indicated our efforts, because they've been very, very positive. And the fact that people come back, you know, year after year is also a real good sign. I was talking to, you know, about 3 years ago, Kit Adelman became the co-chair of the conference. And since that time, things have really, really improved. He's done a remarkable job, running the planning committee and carrying the laboring oar this year for sure. Joanne mentioned that I retired, and Kit, I don't think, missed that fact. And we were having a conversation earlier this year, and Kit said, do you know how much longer you plan to do this, Steve, with the conference? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, look, Steve, you're retired. You're not with a firm. You don't have any professional affiliations. You're homeless, basically. I'm not in a shelter or anything. She said, well, and that's it, Steve. I mean, that's a perfect example. You've become basically an irritable old guy, and we need to. Plus, you've been sort of sick. I said, I'm fine. I mean, I am fine. I feel fine. I don't know what you're talking about. And basically, she insinuated that perhaps this might be the time to step down. And and I picked. I picked up on it, and then she finally got to it, which I knew something was coming, and she said, it's the UT folks, Steve. They want you to take a cognitive test. And I said, Kit, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Well, I got to tell you, those tests are a lot harder than you might than you might think. But I've got a degree of confidence that if I take it again, I'll pass.